Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Kasama natin sa programa Deputy Consul General Anthony Aquiles Mandap ng Philippine Consulate sa Melbourne. Magandang araw, sir.
Magandang araw sa inyong lahat, pati mga kababayan natin matagapakinig.
Sir, salamat po sa inyong oras. At unang tanong ko po, may plano po ang ating gobyerno na mag-organisa ng chartered flight o repatriation flight mula Melbourne pauwi ng Pilipinas para po sa mga na-stranded nating kababayan dito sa Melbourne. Can you tell us more about this plan?
Yes, tama po yan. Meron tayong plano sa ngayon dahil we have been receiving a lot of requests. Actually, before I sent out a Facebook post, we already had about 60-65 people requesting this kind of assistance from us. And then I spoke to our home office in Manila and I told them about it. They said if we could assemble a good number, let's say a minimum of 150 people, they might be able to, charter a flight to repatriate them to the Philippines. So right now, just to update you, aside from the 60 names we had previously received, overnight, 115 requests by email. Mm. So that already brings us to, 175. Mm. I think that should be a sufficient number. But we're waiting for more emails to come. I'm pretty sure there are more out there.
Okay. Sir, ano po ba yung dapat malaman ng ating mga kababayan tungkol sa plano? Una dito yung cost ng airfare, maaari po ba nating klaruhin kung ito ay libre o may out-of-pocket cost po ba para sa mga uuwing Pilipino?
Wala. This will be fully funded by the Philippine government, particularly the DFA.
Okay. So as of now, 175 po yung nagpalista or nagpadala,
yes, roughly,
express ng interest.
No? Okay. Yes.
So, ilan po yung makakasakay, sir?
Kung yan lang ang number, makakasakay lahat yan. Assuming there is a measure of social distancing to be observed and you have a plane that takes about 300, siguro po pwede yan. But we will inquire further with Manila how to go about this. Kasi this is already a sufficient number, but normally kasi ang plane load is what a typical flight. 300-350, not counting yung social distancing requirements we have to observe.
Sakaling sumobra pa, sir, yung mga mag-express ng kanilang interest, no, maari po tayong magkaroon ng second repatriation flight.
It's possible. Mm-hmm. We haven't discussed that kasi as of last night when I was on the phone with DFA Manila, we did not anticipate na dadami ng ganito yung demand, no? So, if they find out that we have more than an ample, more than the minimum that we needed, then we might consider that. Or we could charter a bigger plane.
Mm-mm.
No? Was that the possibility?
Sir, sino po yung ating magiging airline provider?
Mamimili pa tayo. We do it through the usual procurement mechanism. We go by lowest price, comparable service. So hindi pa natin masabi. It's an open system where bidders can come forward and make offers.
How do we ensure din na uuwi ang mga Pilipino na walang virus? Because we all know that there are protocols in place under the omnibus guidelines ng quarantine and testing procedure. Pero medyo nakakatakot pa rin, sir, kasi 'di ba usually yung mga nagkakaroon ng, o yung mga carrier ng virus, yung mga galing overseas.
Well, we cannot ensure that, no. Mm. There are a number of ways there are ways that probably we should control the transport of people who are infected. Maybe before they board, we have to seek some kind of health declaration from them.
Mm-mm.
Diba? Well, just to ensure that, you know, we are not carrying a plane load of infected individuals. For sure, there will be precautions in place.
Pagdating nila sa Pilipinas, sir, do they have to pay their own money for their quarantine?
Right now, the different treatment is with regard to OFWs, no?
Mm.
I think OFWs are exempt from payment. Other classes of overseas Filipinos will have to pay for their own quarantine costs and testing. We'll have to check the latest information about that. Kasi, you know, many of our passengers here are international students who are right now out of their jobs. So we would probably consider that situation as well. That's no different from the situation of OFWs, di ba?
Yes, that's right, sir. Mm-hmm. Sa mga interesado namang maka-avail itong chartered flight, sir, ano yung kailangan nilang gawin? Meron ba kayong basis kung paano pipiliin yung mga sasakay? May ipaprioritize po ba kayo?
Sa ngayon, we do it on a first-come, first-served basis. Mm-hmm. No? Mahirap mag-prioritize kasi everyone has his own reason to go home and go home immediately. Diba? So, of course, magkakaiba yung situation nila. There are some who are able to, who can afford to buy tickets on their own. There are some who cannot. But makaka-afford man sila, wala naman talagang flights. There are no sufficient number of flights to get by. Sa ngayon, the policy is to admit everyone willing to join this flight or, you know, who apply to join this flight.
This is a great initiative, no, ng ating bansa at ng ating gobyerno.
Oh yeah, we owe it to our kababayans kasi it's been an anxious several months for us. Ang daming kuan, ang daming stranded, ang daming gustong-gusto ng umuwi pero walang pagkakataon.
Ano yung nagdulak sa atin, sir, para buuin tong ganitong plano?
Oo, yung mga naririnig natin na ano, yung mga hinaing nila, yung mga ipinatawag dito, nag-email. You are probably aware that, you know, I respond to every message they send me on Facebook, even from non-friends. And I get a lot of them every day, at least 10 of them siguro. And most of them belong to this category of stranded kababayans. Anxious to go home pero walang opportunity.
Especially the international students na nawalan din ng mga trabaho dito.
Oo, kasi hindi na rin viable yung pananatili nila rito. In fact, the Australian federal government itself sinabi, if you think you cannot sustain your continuous stay here, it's probably time for you to go home.
Yes.
And there is a realization among them na it's probably time to go home.
Sir, sa ibang paksa, let's talk about the mobile passport mission naman po. Na-cancel na po yung mobile passport mission dito sa Victoria.
Walang cancellation. It's just that there was no plan in the first place.
I see. Okay. Are we planning to recommend it anytime?
Yes, I actually have recommended it to our embassy and our consulate in Sydney. But we have to weigh a number of factors. No? We also have to look at the possibility or the likelihood of yung mga additional staff namin makarating before the end of the year. Because if they do, we will be able to issue passports already. We already have the equipment. We just need the trained personnel to do it. That is one. And the difficulty of travel both ways, no? Coming from Victoria to New South Wales and vice versa, or to ACT, you know, there are border restrictions right now. So we are aware that our kababayans are having a difficult time crossing over to NSW, for instance. But for those who are really in need of renewing their passports, we're helping them. We're linking them to the, we're providing the link to the NSW website, which where they can apply for a permit to cross the border. There are some who have been able to obtain permits. Of course, there is general difficulty in crossing the state line right now.
So that's one, sir, no? Permit para makapuntang Canberra. Other options, sir? What if expiring
may passport? Well, the other alternative we're offering here na hindi na sila kailangan umalis ng Victoria is we are able to extend the validity of their passports. Assuming hindi pa expired yung passport, valid pa. Therefore, it is eligible for extension. Department of Foreign Affairs recently authorized us to extend the validity of passports. And we also requested it. No? So, halimbawa, yung mga may pangangailangan to renew their visas, for example, or to provide identification for any transaction, I think acceptable naman dito in most agencies yung extension ng validity ng passport. It's as though the passport itself is valid. So that is another thing we offer. Marami na nag-a-avail. In fact, it's very convenient right now because they don't even have to appear before us. They can send the application by mail so that you won't have to do face-to-face transactions with them. So it's a viable alternative and a lot of them are already availing themselves of this service. So we try to find ways kasi mahirap yung panahon ngayon.
Okay, so yun po yung mga options nila, sir. Dalawa?
Well, yes. Gusto ko lang idagdag. Mm. Of course, an extended passport is not the equivalent of a new passport.
Mm-mm.
But it serves its purpose in certain ways. Yung mga hindi naman nagmamandali na makapagpa-renew ng passport, we advise them na baka pwede maghihintay-hintay muna because hopefully before the end of the year, we'll be able to do that, you know, render passport services for them.
So what they need to do, sir, is to inform the department na expiring na yung passport nila and gagrant kayo ng extension.
Yeah, they call us, they email us, they message us, they post on Facebook. Lahat yan minomonitor ko every single day.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, madali naman kaming makipag-ugnayan sa kanila kasi maraming paraan.
Oo, nagmumultitasking ka pala, sir.
Yeah, kasi, well, hindi naman mahirap kasi may paraan na eh. Unlike nung araw, kailangan puntahan ka sa opisina o kailangan mag-email sa'yo o kailangan tumawag. Ngayon, ang daming paraan eh. So, they see you on Facebook. They try to contact you even if you're not friends.
At sir, salamat po sa inyong prompt response sa ating mga kababayan kasi nasusolusyonan po yung mga problema nila ngayon.
Well, wala pong ano man. That's what we are here for.
Finally po, ano po yung inyong mensahe sa lahat po ng mga Pilipino na nakikinig sa atin?
Well, mahirap po ang panahon ngayon. Habaan lang po natin ang pasensya natin. But please don't forget to take precautions, ano, kasi iba pong usapan itong COVID-19 na to, hindi ito ordinaryong sakit. At kung hindi tayo mag-iingat, maaari tayong tamaan kasi wala itong pinipili. So I think it makes sense for us to be wearing masks when we are outside. No? Lalo na kung we are in crowded places. Kasi napatunayan naman po yung benepisyo ng pagsusuot ng maskara. And kung maaari, of course, iwasan natin lumabas muna ng tahanan. Kung hindi rin lang mabigat ang dahilan natin para lumabas, manatili muna tayo sa tahanan. At sumunod po tayo sa mga patakaran ng pamahalaan.
Ayun po. Maraming salamat, Deputy Consul General Anthony Aquiles Mandap ng Philippine Consulate sa Melbourne.
Maraming salamat din po.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.